Amen. Welcome to the Sound Doctrine of Christ podcast. I'm Pastor Demas. Amen. And this is my wife, First Lady Demas.
God bless you.
Amen. We welcome you to our podcast. Amen. We're going to talk on a topic about faith. Amen. Your walk with God has to be by absolute faith. Amen. You know, there's a lot of things in our lives we have to just believe. Mm-hmm. Amen. And I thank God for how he has touched my heart, increased my faith. Amen. Because without faith, the Bible said, it's impossible to please God. And I want to talk about the man of faith, Abraham. Amen. Because Abraham was considered a man of faith. Mm-hmm. Amen. And when we think about Abraham, we think of Abraham as this man of immense faith. But we have to realize that he didn't have that type of faith that he ended up with in the beginning. Amen. Because when he was called of God, he was called to come out of his land. Amen. Away from his kin and away from his father's house. And he had to believe that God said he was going to do what he said he was going to do. Even though, you know, he didn't see it. He didn't know how God was going to do it. But he had to walk out on faith, you see. But when he did it, he didn't obey God like he should have. Amen. Because, you know, his faith was wavering. And we're going to read the scripture. I'm going to read the scripture. It's Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1. And I want you to listen to what the Lord has said unto Abram. In the 12th chapter of the book of Genesis, we're going to begin at verse number 1. It said, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you." Now, he's telling Abraham to do something that he ain't never done. He was comfortable in his place at his hometown. If you do the background reading of Abraham, he was very comfortable where he was at. And God was getting ready to take him out of his element. And he had to do it by faith, you see. And not only did he say, "I'm going to show you a land," he said, I want you to come from out of your country. I want you to leave your house and leave your father's house. I want you to leave your kindred. He said, "I want you to take nobody with you but your wife." They didn't have no kids at this time. So just him and his wife was just supposed to move out along with his livestock and all that stuff. But when Abraham did it, he wasn't quite obedient to God. Mm-hmm. Because not only did he take his father, he also took his nephew Lot, mm-hmm. you see. And this is what we have to understand. He wasn't supposed to do that. Now, God said, "This is what I want you to do. This is command of God." And he had to do it by faith. Anything that God tells us to do, we must do it by faith. Mm-hmm. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things are not seen. Mm-hmm. Amen. I have never seen Jesus, but I believe that he is, mm-hmm. you see. And the Bible tells us that in order for us to come to God, we must first believe that he is and that he is a reward of them that diligently seek him. So everything that we do for God is by faith, mm-hmm. because anything that God commands us to do, anything that God asks us to do, is by faith. This walk that we have with God is by faith. This walk that we have with Jesus is by faith. Jesus, he laid the foundation. He showed us how to do it. You know, he gives us the ability that he had when he walked this earth. He said, "Listen, greater things that you'll do," you mm-hmm. see. But he's not talking about quantity. He's not talking about quantity. He's talking about quality. Mm-hmm. Amen. You know, you can't get no better than Jesus. Mm-hmm. But he said that same power that raised Jesus from the dead, he said, "I'll give it to you." But it's done by faith. Mm-hmm. Amen. Everything, anytime Jesus, when he walked this earth, anytime he did anything for anybody, he said, "Do thou believe it? I can do this." Mm-hmm. You see, that's what he did. And we must believe, we must have faith in Jesus. So not only did he say, "I'm going to take you out of your land," he also said in verse 2, he said, "And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." And he said, "I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse you." And he said, "And in thee shall the families of the earth be blessed." Mm-hmm. These are the blessings that God promised him, amen, through his obedience and faith mm-hmm. in God, you see. So we have to have faith in Jesus. And because our faith in Jesus, we'll be blessed. Obedience and faith go together. Mm-hmm. You see, if you're going to be obedient to God, then you're going to have faith in God. Amen. And this man, he didn't start out, being this great man of faith. You know, he had to learn. If you go, when there was a great famine in the land and they went to Egypt, he told his Sarah, his wife, listen, you're going to be my sister. Why? Because he didn't believe, he didn't have that strong faith in God. He had faith, but that faith that he had, he lied and said, this is my sister.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and things could have happened, but God worked it out.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so we got to look at Abraham. You know, we think he's this great man of faith when he first started out. Now, he ended up being a great man of faith. Mm-hmm. And he demonstrated that when God promised him a son. You know, Sarah was up in age, or, and she didn't think, she thought her womb was, was closed. And Abraham prayed to God and said, listen, I don't have an heir, to leave, my inheritance to. And he wanted an heir. He wanted a man child. And God said, I'm going to give you a man child,
mm-hmm.
you see. And God spoke to him, but it was 75 years. They didn't hear nothing else about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they decided to help God. God don't need no help. But they took it. Sarah said her handmaid, go into her handmaid and get you a son. But that wasn't the son that God was talking about. Mm-hmm. God was talking about the promised son that was going to come when he blessed Sarah, you see. And then Sarah didn't believe it. You know, when the angels talked to them and Sarah laughed.
Mm-hmm.
And the angel of the Lord said, why do you laugh, Sarah? She said, I didn't laugh. You know, then he went on to tell her, you're going to have a son.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to believe that. That's right. God can do anything that he want to do. You see, but it got to be by faith. We are people of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to have faith, because the Bible said without faith, you can't please God. It's impossible to please God. This is a walk of faith, and we must demonstrate faith in every aspect of our life. And as we continue to grow in Christ, as we continue to mature in Christ,
mm-hmm.
our faith must mature as well.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We can't have the same faith last year that we think we're going to function off of it today. Our faith must increase. We should have greater faith this year than we had last year.
Mm-hmm.
And if God delay his coming, our faith must grow. Our faith must increase, that we must come to a place that we believe God for anything. Is that right, sister?
That's right.
Amen.
I agree. Amen. I just want to touch a little bit on what Pastor James is saying. You know, everything he's saying is correct. Amen. We have to believe God for everything. And as he has stated in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And that just let us know that we must believe completely, even if we don't have the evidence right there, if it's not being manifest. You said 75 years before the manifestation came, but it came.
It came.
So God can't lie. If he promises, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
But we have to keep the faith. Amen. They may have looking for it early than that because Sarah tried to help.
Yeah.
But God have his own time, and he just wants us to believe. And that's what
believe.
That portion of scripture is letting us know, even though you don't see the evidence right then and there. You don't let your faith die. Pastor even said we got to have great faith. Amen.
Great faith.
And it has to be greater than 2020.
Amen.
2020 was a hard year for a lot of people,
yeah.
And a lot of people lost their faith because of what was going on around them. But we had to keep the faith. And 2021 came, we're still keeping the faith. And a few weeks is going to be 2022, and guess what? We'll have to have the same faith.
Same faith.
So I thank God for this topic tonight. We got to have faith.
Amen. You know, I was home, I was thinking about the pandemic. And, a lot of people lost a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you know, a lot of people backslid on God.
Yeah, they lost
Amen.
Faith.
Amen, they lost faith. It. And you know, we are made through adversity. Our faith should increase. Our faith will only increase through adversity.
Mm-hmm.
How would you know if you trust God if nothing happens to you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Something has to happen. That's why God allow things to come into our life. He doesn't allow those things to come into our life to hurt us,
mm-hmm.
but he allows those things to come into our life that we may grow and mature and trust in him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. I was saying on the last podcast that how, God called me to start the church.
Mm-hmm.
He told me, I want you to start this church. Amen. And she was the only one working. My wife was the only one working. And I wasn't working. My unemployment ran out. I was trying to get my disability. So she was the only one that's bringing income in. And it wasn't a whole lot of money. Mm-hmm. And we was going through a lot of things. We never had enough of anything. Amen. We didn't have enough for food. You know, we didn't have enough for gas. We didn't have enough, you know. Mm-hmm. It was just rough on us, you see. Mm-hmm. But through all of that, we did not waver, not mm-hmm. one time. Mm-hmm. We continued to believe God. And when your faith kicks in, that's when God began to move in your life.
That's right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. God is only going to move in your life as great as your faith is. Mm-hmm. If you have great faith, then God is going to move in your life. You see, and this is what we have to understand. Our faith needs to grow. The Bible said, have faith as a mustard seed.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And a mustard seed is one of the smallest seeds when you put it in the ground. But when it grows, when it matures, mm-hmm. it's this great stalk. It's this mm-hmm. real big, you know.
Yes.
It's real big, you see, and that's how your faith. If we just have faith just to believe, you see, that God is able to do exactly what he said he would do. God makes promises. There's all kinds of promises in this Bible. Mm-hmm. And God will fulfill them all because his word don't come back to him void. Mm-hmm. Amen. He's just looking for somebody that will believe. Amen. Just like he did in the Old Testament time, just like he did in the early church, he said, I'll do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And all he's looking for is a vessel that's full of faith. Jesus said, when I come, he said, will I find faith in the earth?
Mm-hmm.
That is what he's looking for. He's looking for faithful people. Amen. And that's what I want to be, and that's what I'm striving to be.
Oh, yes.
I believe God right now beyond a shadow of a doubt. If he don't heal my body, I know he's well able. Amen. You know, and all I just got to keep on believing, keep on fasting, keep on praying. We got
to
do our part.
Yeah.
You see, just saying we have faith is one thing, mm-hmm. but demonstrating it is something else. Faith is not something that you say verbally. Faith is something that you demonstrate.
That's it.
You got to demonstrate this in your walk with God. If you have faith in God, people got to see it. People can see your faith,
mm-hmm.
you see.
Mm-hmm.
People can, listen, I talked to a guy, I was witness to a man some years ago. Amen. We was talking about the word of God. When I got finished with him, he said, you know what? I'm not ready, but I believe that you really believe that what you're talking about. Of course I do. Amen. I'm going to do everything. I don't care. You can't care about what people think about you. You can't care about what people say about you. We got to obey this word of God, and we got to believe it by faith.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that right, sister?
Amen. And it's an individual thing.
Individual,
you know, I can
thing.
Say I have faith, and I believe, you know, with you. I know a particular time we went and prayed for a brother, and he had cancer. And we believed that God was going to heal him. When we left, we believed that, you know what, when we see him and we hear him again, he going to have that report that God healed his body.
Yeah.
And so, you know what, but as individuals, we have to have faith to believe for ourselves. Ephesians 2 and verses 8 through 9 let us know that too. It's not because we, you know, did anything good or because we are good people, whatever, but it's because God has changed us, and it's his grace and his mercy that led us to that point. And you know what? God healed that young man of cancer, and we heard him testify a few weeks ago how God healed his body. But you know what? It's faith in the belief that we had, and we kept on praying and believed that God was going to do that. And it's not always just about a healing, amen? Whatever you believe in God for, you got to totally be confident that the Lord God is going to do what he says he's going to do, and he'll bring it by the pass. Sometimes, you know, we want to be like these pop-ups, these stop-and-goes, and these in and outs. We want it to happen right then. It may not happen overnight.
Then
there has been instances where, you know what, you prayed about it, and the next day God did it. Or a few hours, God did it. Amen. But we have to believe as individuals and keep the faith. So I thank God, you know, because the faith works. Like you say, faith and obedience go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other.
That's right.
You can't obey and not have faith. And you can't have faith and not obey, because they do go hand in hand.
Amen. I was in some of my studying, I was remembering where Jesus asked the disciples a question, who do man say that I am?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, some say you're John the Baptist, some say you're Elijah, some say you're a great prophet. And then he turned and asked Peter, who do you say that I am?
Mm-hmm.
And Peter said, beyond a shadow of a doubt, thou art the Christ,
mm-hmm.
the Son of the living God.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, flesh and blood did not give this to you, but my Father which is in heaven.
Yes.
Why? Because he had faith to believe that Jesus was what he said he was.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You know, I remember, was that a few years back, we went to New Hampshire. About 4 years ago or 5 years ago, we went to New Hampshire, and we was in a revival there. And I was preaching in that, I was preaching that revival for Pastor Davis. Amen. And after the service, we always had this altar call. And this lady, she came up there. She was on a walker.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And she wanted God to heal her body.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you know, I haven't ridden my bike in 10 years, you know, and she wanted the Lord to touch her body, you know, so she can get off that walk and walk normal again.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I went down there and prayed for her. You know, I let her know. I said, listen, you know, I'm just a vessel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said, but do you believe
mm-hmm.
that God can do this? She said, yes, I believe. And he said, I said, if you believe that, I said, I have faith that God will do it.
Yes.
So I prayed for her. And you know, the next day, the next service, mm-hmm. that woman came back. She was off that walker. She said, I ain't rode my bike in 10 years. She said, I rode my bike this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes,
we had a good time in that service. But
mm-hmm.
it was all about faith.
You see?
It's all about faith. This is a walk of faith.
Mm-hmm.
We must believe and we must have faith in God.
That's right.
If we don't have faith in God, then God can't do nothing for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't just walk around here and saying that we're a child of God, but we don't have faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
We must believe. You know, and that's the true essence of a believer.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's why the Bible calls us a believer. That's why, you know, Bible calls us Christian because we're Christ-like. You
mm-hmm.
see, and we call us believers because we believe on the only begotten Son.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible said, if thou believest that God, that Jesus died on the cross and rose him up the third day, and then if you believe that, the Bible said, thou shalt be saved.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
mm-hmm.
who that believeth shall be saved. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. They that believeth shall be saved. Those that don't shall be damned.
Mm-hmm.
There's consequences for not having faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
You see, there's consequences. There's consequences and repercussions. If you don't have faith in God, then you can't be with God. Jesus said, if you deny me here, he said, I'll deny you before the Father, which is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So we must, as believers, we must have nothing but true faith in Christ Jesus. The Bible said, just like a babe, you know, we must be like little children, you know, because a child, a baby, has so much faith in them parents that he'll believe in parents for anything.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I often use this analogy. You know, when my son, I think he was about 2 or 3 years old, and when she was at work, I put him on the dresser, and I tell him to jump. Come on, I got you. And he does not hesitate, and he jumps, and I catch him. You see, and that's the kind of faith that we must have in Christ, childlike faith.
Mm-hmm.
To believe Jesus for anything.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Jesus for anything. But what I want from God is what pleases God.
Mm-hmm.
Anything I ask for, I don't ask for cars and houses and money. I please that thing. I want another dip.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want. I want another touch from the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's going to have to, you're going to have that to get to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have strong faith in what this world called crazy faith.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have it if you're going to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that right, my son?
We got to have it. Amen. Romans, one more here says, it's Romans chapter 10, verse 17. And I like this portion of it. So he said, so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. We got to believe God for everything. You know, I was talking to someone, and she said, you be talking to God. I said, I talk to God just like he right here with me. I said, because I believe that God is going to do what he said he going to do. He said, if we live right, we can ask for whatever we want.
That's
and
right.
You know what? I believe that. I believe whatever I ask God, and I know I'm living right and I'm in line with God, I believe God is going to do it. He's shown me throughout the years, you know, and he's manifest the blessings through faith that I believed in, you know. And, you know, even with my children, it's been time they've been sick, and, you know, I believe God. I said, now, Lord, I need you to touch this baby. My baby boy was having asthma so bad we would have to go in the middle of the night sometime. And I began to say, you know what, let me anoint this baby. And we believe that God would heal his body. He's 22 now, asthma free, amen. He don't take no treatments, no breathing or nothing. You know, God healed him of that. But I believe God for healing. I believe God for finances. I believe God for whatever I need. I believe God gonna do it. Amen. You know, and Pastor Demas often saying, sometimes if you feel like your faith is not where it needs to be, you say, Lord, help me. Yes. Help my unbelief, you know.
Amen.
I may not believe in it to the full point to where I need to be, but Lord, help my unbelief.
Yeah.
But I pray tonight on this podcast that you encourage, you know, to allow your faith to work for you. Because it will work.
It will
work. We have to be in a place, amen. And we look and we see how Abraham and different ones, they believe God.
Amen.
And God used these men and women. They were in some situations. We think sometimes we're going through things that's impossible situation.
Like
but these men and women of God
in
this
like
Bible,
that.
They went through things. But you know what? We see where their faith overcame their fear and some of the things, you know. And so we have to believe like that. We can't be fearful. We got to believe God going to do it. If it seems like it's an impossible situation, we have to believe that God will turn that impossible situation into a possible situation.
Yes.
So we got to have that kind of faith.
Amen. And she mentioned this scripture, faith coming by hearing, hearing come by the word of God. Amen. Your faith will increase, not just by fasting and studying and seeking God, but you got to come to church.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You know,
the
Bible says, how can you hear without a preacher?
Mm-hmm.
And how can you hear unless he be sent?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God is going to give that man of God things that he's not going to give the laity.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we need to come together and hear this word by faith and believe. But you must get in your word and you study your word, because every preacher that's in the pulpit is not a man of God. We have to understand that. So therefore, we must get in our word. We must study by faith and we must believe. This Bible is not just a fairy tale, things of that nature. This Bible was written by men, full of the Holy Ghost, given inspiration by the Holy Spirit of God. Because some of these things, a lot of these things in here, man, this ain't going to do.
Uh-uh.
You know, man ain't going to do.
Can't.
You know, man, the Bible said, thou shalt not steal. You got more robbing and stealing going on in this world. You know, man ain't going to do that. You know, man said, the Bible said, love your neighbor like you do yourself. Man, listen. People going to hate one another. Only way you're going to get over that hate is through love, by faith,
see.
Everything is by faith.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we have to understand. When we read this word of God, we read this word of God by faith,
mm-hmm.
under inspiration in the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that's going to lead and guide you into all truth. And we must believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We must believe that the Father loved us, that he sent this Son. And the Son sent the Holy Spirit here to lead and guide us to all truth. And we must believe that Jesus lives within us.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I've never seen Christ before. But I know he's real because he's real within me.
Yes.
And I believe that beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you know, for 30 years I was in sin, walking in sin, and doing everything that a sinner does. But when Christ came into my life, when he came into my life and I believed that he was going to save me, my whole life changed.
Hmm.
I no longer did the things that I used to do. And listen, it takes power to deliver you from sin.
Mm-hmm.
It takes power to deliver you from yourself, you see, because myself have been doing stuff for 30 years. And then all of a sudden, it came to an abrupt stop. Only Jesus can make a bad man good.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one that can do that. You see, and he does it by faith.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I believe that Jesus is real. I believe that the Holy Spirit lives within me.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in the Father. Amen. Even though I didn't see none of them, but I believe that they are. Amen. And I believe that one day, whether it be by death or the rapture, I'm going to see their face.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm determined to see their face in peace, you see, because I believe that he is. I believe that Jesus is real. And I believe that Jesus lives within me. Amen. And I thank God, amen, for this great opportunity. I thank God for everything that he's done. I thank God that he has given me, he has instilled in me this faith that he has put in me. Amen. Because without faith, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here. Without faith, I wouldn't be preaching the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Without faith, I wouldn't be living this life. Because it takes faith to live this life. Because it gets rough sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You see, situations come up that you can't handle, and you got to believe God is well able to handle any situation, you see. And whenever Jesus say in his word of God, we got to believe it.
Got to believe it.
Ain't that right, my sister?
Amen. I agree. And, you know, we just want to encourage, you know, tonight. Maybe, you know, you just feel like I can't do it, or you done let your faith down, or or you don't feel like you have the faith. You know, I heard someone say, well, I don't come out, you know, I don't come to the house of God like I should, you know, I'm scared of COVID and all this, you know. And I was just saying, because I'm a person that's just real. If you have enough faith to go to that grocery store and put your mask on, you ought to have enough faith to come to the house of God. Amen.
Yeah.
You overcome, you know. And so I would like to encourage, you know, the ones that feel, you know, we know that COVID is still real and there's other things and pestilence that's coming on scene. But, you know, we got to believe God. If he say he'll heal her, he'll heal her.
That's right.
If he say he's a keeper, he's a keeper.
Amen.
We have to believe that God will keep us. Amen. We may have to go through some things, and it may not come right when you want it, but you got to keep the faith. And so I thank God for this podcast. You know, I thank God. We didn't know how we were going to do everything, but I thank God for faithful brothers. Amen. God put people in your life, things you don't know. And I would ask God sometimes and say, Lord, help us. I understand all this, you know, but God will give you what you need if you're sincere. If you believe and keep the faith, you'll see the manifestation of what you're trying to do.
Amen.
And I see that. You know, we don't know about all this social media stuff, but God gave us a brother that's right there with us,
right,
you know,
there.
Faithful to the work. Amen.
Right on.
And I appreciate God for that. And I get excited when I get to talking about the word of God, because, you know, when you look back over your life, down through the years, you know that it was only God that kept you. It was by faith that you made it this far, you know.
Amen.
So I thank God for this. Amen. I'm really enjoying it, and I talked to different ones, and you know, they're enjoying it as well.
Oh, yeah, amen.
You know, and I thank God for the time, amen, to be able to do this. And I often say, whatever tool we can use to get this gospel, not just Pastor Demas and I, but whatever the Lord give you, find yourself doing whatever it is that you can do for the Lord. If it ever been a time now that we got to have faith and believe, now
it's
is the
time that we live in.
We have to have faith now. Because
yes.
As we see so much is going on, tornadoes and the fires and just all kinds of things are happening all around us. And we have the faith to believe that God's going to keep us in this time.
Amen. You know, my main purpose is to spread the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And you know, we have this great technology.
Mm-hmm.
And all that stuff. And, you know, I'm not a technology person, you know, but God has blessed us with this great man of God. And
mm-hmm.
I call him my right arm. Amen. My brother Dillard. Amen. And he knows a lot about this stuff. And he's the reason why we're doing this now.
Yes.
Amen. I mean, if you got the technology, use it.
That's
you know,
right.
There's nothing wrong with YouTube. There's nothing wrong with Facebook. You know, it's just simply a tool.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And if you got that tool and you use it in the right way, you know, Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel,
mm-hmm.
you know, and sometimes we may not be able to go, you know,
by
physically, but we can use this technology, and this technology goes all over the
mm-hmm.
world, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So we out there, we out here on this podcast, and we trying to reach people.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Letting you know that Jesus is still saves, and it is by faith. And if you believe that he is,
mm-hmm.
then he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek them.
That's right.
This is what we're trying to put out there. We're not up here trying to do nothing but spread the gospel,
mm-hmm.
because that's what's needed in the time in which we're living in. If there's a time that the gospel need to be preached, it is now.
Amen.
It's so much
yes.
stuff going on in this world. So many people losing faith in Christ. Listen, you don't lose your faith in Christ. Jesus is real.
Yes,
and whatever Jesus said in his word, he will do it. But he's just looking for some faithful people. He's just looking for a few that believe.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God is not caught up in the masses. He's
mm-hmm.
just looking for a few. He said, if two or three are gathered in my name, he said, I will be there in the midst.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And I believe God is here with us now.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because we're trying to do the will of God. We're trying to do the purpose of God. And we're trying to win souls to Christ. That's all we're trying to do. Amen. And I thank God, amen, for this podcast. Amen. And I believe God's going to do a great work. I believe it's going to bloom.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And like I said, I thank God for my brother, amen, who presented this to us. And we done tuck it and try to run with it. Amen. And we're going to try to continue to do more and more, because that's what we want to do. We want to spread this gospel. And we're going to have different guests come on, amen, and help us with this. Amen. And I appreciate those that come on with us. Amen. We're trying to do a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And I just thank God for this great opportunity. Anytime God has given me an opportunity, I want to take it and run with it.
Amen.
Amen. Because I believe that Jesus still saves.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And amen. At this time, amen, like my wife always say, We don't ever want to leave this podcast without offering those salvation and those that are living God, giving them an encouraging word. Amen. And we're going to, if there's anything that you need, just believe that God can do it right now. You don't have to be in church for God to save you. Mm-hmm. You ain't got to be in church for God to change your life. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is just believe.
Yes, believe.
Amen. When I first got born again, I got born again at Rylette Creek, which is a sewage company. Amen. I prayed. I didn't know what I was praying for. I was just lost and broken. God, and when I repented from a broken and contrite spirit. That's why God heard me. And I got on a second job, and he sent the man of God on that job. Amen. And I talked to that man of God until my life got changed. Amen. And I got born again at Rylette Creek at a sewage company over there on Centerville. Mm-hmm. Amen. It's still over there. Mm-hmm. That's where the Lord saved me. That was over 27 years ago. Amen. And I'm still running for the Lord, and I ain't got tired yet. Mm-hmm. Amen. This life gets sweeter and sweeter when you love God. Mm-hmm. You have to love God. You have to love the things of God. And you have to love the work and ministry of God. Mm-hmm. Amen. You got to love it with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And when you love it like that, people may say things about you, but it doesn't bother you, because it don't bother me. Mm-hmm. Amen. Because I know that Jesus is soon to come. Mm-hmm. Amen. And I thank God. And I'm going to ask my wife to go ahead, like she always do, and offer prayer for the people.
Gracious Father, we thank you once again.
Thank
God,
you, Jesus.
We thank you for this time on the podcast.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Father God, we pray that everyone that may be listening or watching, God, that you would touch their hearts. Some may have lost the faith, but God, I pray tonight that you would increase
thank
the
you,
faith,
Jesus.
God.
Thank
Lord,
you, Lord,
you said in your word, and we
yes,
believe,
Lord.
If we just have faith as a mustard seed,
yes, Lord.
And Lord, we know that you would get in it and get behind it. And
amen.
Father God, there may be some that's sick in their bodies.
Thank you,
God,
Jesus.
We ask that you would touch right now.
Right now.
God, we believe that you are healer. You said in your word that there's nothing too hard, and God, we believe it. Father, we ask that you would reach behind the prison walls,
yes,
God.
Yes.
Those that may not know you in the pardon of their sin, and God, we ask that you would save today. Remember this generation, the young people. Lord, our hearts cry out for them tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
And God, we ask that you would touch their hearts, God. Bring them to the end of their self, that where they would need that they know you. And God, we ask that you would bless every church door, God, that's representing you, God. Bless the people of God. Increase their faith, and we'll forever give your name the praise. We'll give
thank
your
you,
name
Jesus.
The honor. And Lord, we'll give you the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. And I want to encourage the saints to hold on. If you can't hold on, hang in there.
Hang in there.
Amen. God bless you. Now, if you want to come and visit us mm-hmm. and fellowship with us, we're at 204 East Margarita. Amen. And we have
Garland, Texas,
amen, and we have our evening worship on Thursday at 7:30, and our Sunday school start at 9:45, morning worship start at 11 o'clock, and evening worship start at 6, amen,
on Sundays,
amen. God bless you, God keep you, and I ask y'all to continue to pray for us, amen.